Okay. Lamin of an aleph on the bottom, last two dots. So the fourth parsha we lain, the fourth parsha of the four parshas we lain is parsha Chodesh. Chodesh is alechem. Tanabon, Rish Chodesh Adar Shechalis v'Shabbos. Rish Chodesh Adar that falls out on Shabbos. Kaim Kisisa Matirim Be'yada. Like we said earlier, you read parshas Kisisa and then the Maftirim Be'yada. But Ezeh Hi Shabbos Rishayna, which is the first Shabbos of the four parshas. Kol Shachar Rish Chodesh Adar Lias Pesaycha. Any week that Rosh Chodesh Adar will fall out in that week, then you lay in the Shabbos preceding that. V'afilu Erev Shabbos, even if it falls out on Erev Shabbos, you still lay in the Shabbos preceding that, like we had a machlokes about earlier. B'shnia, the second parsha that we lay in of the four parshas, is Zachar, Maftirim B'Kadati. V'ezeh Hi Shabbos Shnia, when's the next Shabbos where you lay in Parsha Zachar? Kol Shechal Purim Lias B'Saycha. Anytime that you have Purim falling out in the middle of the week, in that week, you lay in the Shabbos preceding that. Now, feel of Erev Shabbos, and even if it's Erev Shabbos, you still lay in the Shabbos before. Bishlishes, what's the third Shabbos? Is Paraduma, Maftirim Vazrakti Aleichem. Ve'ezah Hi Shabbos Shlishes, when is the third time, the third week that you lay in Parshas Parah? Kol Shesmucha L'Purim Yacharah. Anytime, any Shabbos that is following Purim. So the Shabbos that's following Purim, that's the Shabbos that you lay in Parah. Berevius HaChodesh HaZeh, Maftirin Koyim HaRasham Lekim. The fourth, Parshas HaChodesh, you lay in Parshas HaChodesh HaZeh Lekim. And the Maftir is Koyim HaRasham Lekim. Berishain Ve'echad LaChodesh. That's the Parshas in Yecheskel. That's part. Right. Ve'ezah Hi Shabbos Revius. What's the fourth week? Kol Shachal Rish Chodesh Nisan Lias B'Seicha. Now feel Erev Shabbos again. The week that Rish Chodesh Nisan falls out in that week, you lane the Shabbos preceding that Shabbos Chodesh. And you see this nice long Rashi. Will take you through all the different hechatimsas of when each parsha falls out on which week. You know when there's a hefzik and. You know, that's, it'll just take you, just run through the actual cases. Okay, Bechamishas Chayzen L'Chesedrim. And the Mishnah said that on the fifth week you return to its Seder. L'Seder Mai, what does it mean you return to its normal Seder? What Seder? Ravami Omer L'Seder Parshias Hu Chayzer. According to Ravami, you return to the Seder HaParshias. I mean, before that you were taking a break from the regular Seder Parshias, and now you're going back to the regular Seder Parshias. Rav Yirmiyah Omer L'Seder HaTayrus. And it says, Rav Yirmiyah says, no. That these 4 weeks, you didn't lane the entire parsha of them. You just you laned the regular parsha also, but you threw in for the mafter. Amar Abaye, Kavasi the Rabbi Mestaber. Mestaber like Rav Ami, who says that you read you don't read the regular parsha of the week by the four Shabbosis. This non l'chol mafzikin. We stop for everything. L'Rosh Chodesh, L'Chanukah, L'Purim, L'Tainus Mamadis, L'Yamikah Purim. We stop every normal laning. We do not lane what normally would be laned on that day when it's a special day for like Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, Tainus Mamadis, L'Yamikah Purim. All of it. So it's a Mishnah. Mamadam Seder Parshis Uchayzer. I understand according to Mamadam that says that when the Mishnah says you return to its Seder, it means the Seder Parshi is. So then, meaning right that you do not lane the regular Parsha. Hainu the Ika Parsha B'chol. That's why I understand why it's saying examples of when you have a parsha b'chol, because on chol there's no mafter, so it makes sense that on those, the same way the Mishnah is saying that l'chol mafsikin, you always stop for these things which can fall out on chol. So too, when it says return to the, when you return to the Seder Parshis, it means the Seder of the Parshis, actually, not the Haftiris. Elamandam Seder Haftiris, who chayzer Haftar b'chol me'ika. You never have a Haftar b'chol, so why would it say this line about l'chol mafsikin? What exactly are you being mafsik? There's no mafter. Haftar b'chol me'ika. So what's the answer? So it's hakad isa, hakad isa. No, it just means that when it falls out on chol, then of course, yeah, you don't lane the regular weekday laning, and you just lane whatever the special day is. But if it's Shabbos, so then on Shabbos, since you know you lane the normal Shabbos sedra, then at that point it's talking about the haftars. So it doesn't have to be that, you know, just because during the week, that means also on Shabbos you would also lane the entire Shabbos, you would just lane the special parsha. But Tainus, And the Gemara says, the Mishnah said, "Betainius." So lamali hafsaka. What do you have to have a hafsaka for? Right, likri mitzafra ben yana di yaimel. Why don't you lain in the morning from the regular thing that you're supposed to lain that day? Let's say, you know, it's a Monday, so you lain whatever parsha it is, and then later on you lain uba mincha betainisa, and then a mincha betainis. By mincha you lain the tainis part. What do you, who says by shach? Why do you have to lain mashachris the tainis part and the mincha the tainis parsha? And the Messiah later, when it's right to Rav Huna, Dam Rav Huna mitzafra kinufya. Rav Huna says in the morning they would gather people together and check on their averis. Gather everybody together and check on their averis. And therefore, there's no time to be laning by shachris. We have to do this chashben anafesh, you know, chashben anafesh, chashben the city. Hechi avdinan. So according to, so how would they do it? Amar Abaye, what they would do like this: mitzafra lepalge de yoyma, from the morning until chatzayis, half of the day, ma'in and b'mila demasa. They would look into the dealings of the city to see if there's any, you know, averis in the hands of the city in the whole. Then from half a day on and into a quarter of the day, then you would read the parsha and the haftar, whatever you write, the parsha that you read the tainus and you read the maftar. Veriva di yoma, and the last quarter of the day, ba'u rachami. That's when you would daven. Shnei magi krosi v'sayikaru v'sefer tares Hashem lo eloi heihem. Reviyas hayoyim. Reviyas hayoyim is vadim u'shlachavim. So you see that a quarter of the day they would be laning out of the Torah, and a quarter of the day they would be done. Ve'epachana, so who says it happens in the afternoon? Maybe that happens in the morning. Lo sakadayit atzasiv al yasvu kol chered ve'ilai ye'osvu kol chered v'dirvei alakei Yisrael al ma'al ha'goyla v'ani yoyshev m'shoymeim ad l'minchas ha'erev v'ksiv v'minchas ha'erev kamti mitanisei. So it's mashm here that the davening would happen later in the day, not in the beginning of the day. So when the first pasuk says that a quarter of the day they would spend davening, and a quarter of the day they would spend laning the Torah, that was had to be in the afternoon part and not in the morning part. So like the Mishnah, Pesach Karim Parsha Ma'ada Shel Torah's Kehanim. And by Pesach you read the Parsha of the Ma'adais of Torah's Kehanim, the Dvar. Batzaras you lain Shiva Shavuos. Barash Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah you lain B'chodesh Hashvi. Be'echad L'chodesh. Be'am Kippurim, what do you lain? Achrei Mais. You lain Achrei Mais. Be'am Tov Rishon Shel Chag, and the first Yom Tov of Sukkot, Karim Parshas Ma'adais. Shabbat Torah's Kehanim. You also, you read the Parshas Ma'adais of Torah's Kehanim. U'b'shar Kol Yomei Zechag, and the rest of the days of Sukkot, B'Kabbanos, and the Kabbanos HaChag. B'Chanukah B'Nesiyim. And the Chanukah you lain about the Nesiyim. Ubepurim vayava yamolik v'roshei chadashim uv'roshei chadcheichem v'mamadas v'mamad, like we explained a few times, where it has to do with the tainus, that they were laying special laning for the mamadas and the b'maisa bereishis b'tainius and tainius brachos u'klaus. You laying the brachos and the klaus that we have in the chukaisai. Ein mafsikin b'klaus. We do not stop in the middle of klaus. When we're laying the klaus, we don't stop. We only have one person laying the entire klalos, right? Ela echad kairis kul, one person lays the entire thing. B'sheni v'chamishi b'shavas b'mincha kairin kesedron. And Monday, Thursday, and Friday, you lain whatever parsha is coming up. V'ein oylem lahem in a cheshbon, but it does not count as part of the cheshbon when it comes to Shabbos. Meaning on Shabbos, you got to start again. Shenema v'yidav moish esmai de Hashem l'mnei. So mitzvasan shiyukurim kol echad echad b'zmanei. So you see, in this pasuk it's mashma that every single one of the parshas should be read in its time that you're actually performing the those mitzvahs. So that's why all these parshas are learned at those specific times. Tan Rabbanan. Pesach Chayim Moish Parshas Ma'adais Maftir Pesach Gilgal. And Pesach you learn the parsha of the Ma'adais, and the Maftir is Pesach Gilgal. Now that we have 2 days of Pesach, Yoyim Kama Pesach Gilgal. The first day you learn the Haftarah Pesach Gilgal. Ulamacha Pesach Yoshio. What about the rest of the days of Pesach? Pesach. You gather for the different parts of the Torah that talk about Pesach, and that's what you read. Maihi, Amar of Papa, Mapu, Simen. Mapu is the simen of what you learn. Which, if you take a look at Rashi, that will take apart the different, from the different parts of what you are supposed to lay over Pesach. Okay, Yom Tov Ha'achron Shel Pesach, Kairin Vayhi B'Shalach, Maftir Vayda B'Davin. On the last day of Pesach, you lay in the Vayhi B'Shalach, and Maftir Vayda B'Davin. L'machar, the next day, call B'Chor, Maftir Nada Yayim. Amar Abaye, V'ha'in Nanag Alma L'Mikri Meshach, Toira, Kadesh B'Kaspa, Pasal B'Midbara, Shalach B'Chra. Now, the minig is to lay these parshias. Over Pesach. Okay, ba'atzaras and shavuos, shiva shavuos, you lay shiva shavuos. So maftirin b'chavakuk. Acher ma'im b'chayrish ha'shlish, you maftir b'merkava. Vo'idna d'ketrei yoyma. Now that we have 2 days, Avdin and Ketravai, we do like both of them. We could do like both of them, but you switch it around. Which day? Which one comes first? He said Shiva Shavuos, and then Matim Machavakok and Nachirim. So we switch around. We do the Chayish Hashlishi first, and then Matim Machavak first. Rosh Hashanah, Chayish Hashvi, Matim Aven Yakeli Ephraim. That's we learned by Rosh Hashanah. V'yesh Aymer V'Hashem Pakar Asar Matim Machana. V'ino Dikatray Yema Yema Kama Ki Yesh Aymer L'Macher V'Alakim Nisus Havram Matim Haven Yaker. So that's what we do with Manazah. We have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So that's what we learn. V'Yom Kippurim Karin Achrei Moisa Matirim. Hold on a second. Anytime that you find the gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ata moitza anva sinusai, you also find his anivas. This idea is written in the Torah. It's also learned again in the Nevi'im. And then the third time it's written this idea in Ksuvim. Hashem is the king, the God of all the gods, and the master of all the masters. Afterwards says that you see that he's an anav, that he also takes care of the yasaim and the amonas. Shana in Nevi'im, it's learned again in the Nevi'im. Right, Hashem is so high and mighty. Uksiv Basra, and afterwards says, "Vezdak v'shafel ruach." And he takes care of the downtrodden. Meshulish v'ksuvim d'chsiv soilu l'roichiv baravais b'ka shemoi. He says again about how great the Rebbeinu Shlomo is. Uksiv Basra, and afterwards says, "Avi Yisaimim v'dayin almanas." That he's the father of Yisaimim v'dayin almanas. Again, looking out for the Yisaimim almanas. Yom Tov for Rishon Shel Chag Karmi Parshas Ma'adah Shebateres Kohanim. Like we said, the first day of Yom Tov, the first day of Chag of Sukkot, you read the Ma'adahs in Teres Kohanim. Umaftirim hinei yoyim ba l'Hashem. V'hinu dikatrei yoyim l'machar mikri hachanami. The next day you read the same thing. Karinan Afturei. So that's what you read. That's what you lane. Afturei Ma'amaftirim. So what about the Haftarah the second day? V'hikalo Amalav Shlomi. That you read that one. The rest of the days of Sukkot, Karin b'Karbanos HaChag. You read the Karbanos HaChag. Yom Tov Achron Karin Kol Bechor. And the last day of Sukkot, you read Kol HaBechor. Mitzvah Schuk B'chukim U'Bechor. U'Maftirim V'hikichal Ismoisha. That's what you learn from the Maftir. L'macher Karin V'Zoy Sabracha. The next day, which is Shmini Atzeres or Simchas Torah, you learn V'Zoy Sabracha. U'Maftirim V'Yamar Shleima. Amar Funam Rav, Shabbos Shachal Yis B'Chol Shalmaid. What about Chol Amayit Shabbos? What do you learn? Beim Pesach, Beim Sukkos, Mikra Karinan. You read this pasuk Re'eh. You read this parsha beginning Re'ata. Afturi B'Pesach, the Maftir on Pesach is Ha'atzamis Hayveshos. U'Besukos B'Yoyim Ba'Gog B'Goig. B'Chanukah, we said on Chanukah you learn the Nesiim. Maftirim B'Neiros. And your Maftir B'Neiros is Zachariah. V'Miklus Tei Shabbos. What happens if two Shabbosim fall out on Chanukah? So then, Kamaisa b'neiris is Zechariah. The first one you lay in the haftarah of the neiris is Zechariah. V'sraisa b'neiris shleimah. And the second Shabbos you lay in the haftarah of the neiris shleimah. Purim v'yavei amalek. And Purim we lay in v'yavei amalek b'rosh chadashim. And on b'rosh chadashim on Rosh Chodesh b'rosh chadashim. You read the parsha of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh achalis b'Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos. Maftirin v'haya midei chadash v'chadshay. If that's if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, that's the haftarah that you lane. Chaliyos bechel b'Shabbos. If it falls on, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Sunday, then may esma maftirim on Shabbos be mafter vayir melo yehinus on machr chodesh. Amar Rav Huna. Amar Rav Huna. Amar Rav. Rosh Chodesh av shachalis b'Shabbos. What happens Rosh Chodesh av falls out on Shabbos? Maftirim chodshechem umayadechem son and apshi hayu alai l'tayreach. My havi alay l'tareach. That's what we learn in Rosh Chodesh Av, right? That your chadshechem adechem, my nefesh hated. They were a burden for me. So what does it mean alay l'tareach? I'm a kodesh baruch hu. Loydayim lahem liyisrael shachaitim l'fanei. It's not enough that Yisrael is chaita in front of me. Ela shematriachem aysi leida eze gzeir kasha avi alayim. They're matriach me to think about which tough gzeira I'm going to bring on them. But Tisha B'Av Gufei Mai Maftirin, what do we learn on Tisha B'Av itself? Amarav Echa Haisa Lezaina. You read Echa. Mikra Mai. Sorry, Echa Haisa Lezaina Mikra. Actually, Echa Haisa Lezaina. Hold on, where's that? Karinan Mai. Mikra Mai Karinan. Tanya. Acherim Aymer Vimlai Sishmu Li. That's what Yeshayim and Masay Leida Haraz Zeis. Amar Abaya Ha'idna Nag Alma LeMikri Kisei LeBanim Maftirim Asay Fasifem. Now, Bezman Hazel LeMaisa, the minig is on Tisha B'Av to lane, not all these things that we said before, but to lane Kisei LeBanim, and the Maftir is Asay Fasifem. Zakti Gemar Vayt B'Maisa Bereshis. We said the Mama Modus. We lane Maisa Bereshis. Menani Mili. How do we know this? Amar Bami Ilamalei Mamadais. If it wouldn't be for the Mamadais, Loi Niskayim U'Shamayim Aretz. Then Shamayim Aretz would not be Niskayim. Shenemar Loi Brisi Yoyim V'Layla Chukis Shamayim Aretz Loi Samti. Uksiv Ayoyim Hashem Lakim B'Ma'ida Ki Yerushena. Amar Avram Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's Hashem saying in front of Hashem? What is Avram saying in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Rebbeinu Shalom. Shem Achas V'Shalom Yisrael Chaitim Lefanecha V'at Oysam Kedorim Abel Kedor Aflaga. So Hashem says to, Avram said to Hashem, you're telling me I'm going to have this great nation and it's going to be your nation. What happens if they're Chaitim? You're going to destroy them like the Dora Mabel and the Dora Aflaga. Amo Eida. So Amar Allah, he says, Lav Amar Lefanev Rebbeinu Shalom B'ma Eida. Amar Allah, so he said to him, what does Hashem say? That kuchuli egla mishuleshes. Take for me an egla mishuleshes. Meaning the karbanis will be mechaper. Amar lefan of Rabbi Nishalayim. Tenech was man shabes hamigdash kaim. So Avram said back to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, okay, that's very good when the base of Migdash is around. But bezman shabes hamigdash kaim mata hayaleim. What about when the base of Migdash is not around? What's going to be with them then? I already was masakin for them the seder of the karbanos. Calls man shakirin mahen ma'ilani aleim ki ilu makrivim lefanai karban umaychani akol vaneseim. The parish of the karbanos are there in front of them. If you read the parish of the karbanos, then that will be as if they're bringing the karban, and I'll be meichel them on their avinais. This is the idea that we also kind of spoke about on Shabbos, that when we learn about the things, not just Tamazay, that you're just, it's like you're having some shaykhus, but you're actually, it's like as if you're actually doing it. So that's the same idea over here. If you lay the karbanas, that's like you're being the karbanas. Okay.